This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. The Apostle John, in Revelation 17, describes in detail characteristics of a beast which comes in the last days. Virtually all attention these days is focused on the coming Antichrist, but he is only half the story. Many are amazed to discover that that same passage reveals another mysterious character at the heart of prophecy, a woman who rides the beast. Who is this woman? John depicts her as a false church, which will be a partner of the Antichrist. Tradition says she is connected with the Church of Rome. But isn't such a view outdated? After all, today's Vatican is eager to join hands with Protestants worldwide. We are told the Catholic Church has changed. Or has it? In A Woman Rides the Beast, prophecy expert Dave Hunt sifts through biblical truth and global events to present a well-defined portrait of this woman and her powerful place in the Antichrist future empire. 8 remarkable clues in Revelation prove the woman's identity beyond any reasonable doubt. Was John describing the Church of Rome? To answer this question, Dave has spent years in historical research, primarily from Catholic sources, and provides indisputable documentation. Video host, author, and lecturer Dave Hunt.
There's over 500 pages and about 800 footnotes, I think, of documentation that will surprise perhaps even Catholics as well as non-Catholics as to the official teaching and practices of the Roman Catholic Church, its history, what it really has stood for and stands for today. I'm not making it up. I think it is worthwhile. I think it is something you need to read.
A Woman Rides the Beast. The book and the video are available from the Berean Call. Information on how to order in just a moment. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. This is the final week for our special offer. You can get a copy of Dave Hunt's book, Countdown to the Second Coming, the subject of Dave and Tom's current discussion on this program. But that's not all. Included in this special package are Dave's recent booklet, Battle for the Mind, and the fascinating video, Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. Total retail value for these items is $35 without shipping. But now, you can get all three for just $10, and that includes shipping in the continental U.S. This offer is limited to new subscribers to our free monthly newsletter. Just ask for the Search the Scriptures Daily radio special. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019. Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us toll-free at our new order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 1704. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Associated Press, March 3, 2004, with the headline, Jesus Dress Up. Dateline, Philadelphia. The creator of the controversial Jesus dress-up refrigerator magnets being sold at Philadelphia area stores spoke exclusively to NBC 10. The man, who goes by the name Normal Bob Smith, says he is doing nothing wrong. Jesus dress-up is a magnetic crucifix with a variety of clothes and accessories. Many people are outraged by the product, but Smith says he doesn't see anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with religious satire, said Smith. People have got to learn to laugh at themselves. It's part of human nature. Smith, who claims to be an atheist, says he's making money the same way Mel Gibson is with The Passion of the Christ. Smith has sold more than 5,000 of the magnets over the last 4 years.
Dave, I can see how people are outraged by this, but, you know, they better get used to it, because the more popular, quote-unquote, Jesus becomes, what Jesus? Jesus who? Any Jesus. You know, in the last, I'd say the last 3 weeks, I've seen feature films on TV. They're pulling them out of off the racks here because of the popularity of The Passion of the Christ. But is, let me ask a question. Is a satire appropriate for religion in general?
Well, first of all, Tom, the man says we've got to learn to laugh at ourselves. This is not laughing at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is making merchandise, worse than that. It's not just a satire. I would say it's blasphemy. Christ on the cross, well, he hung there naked. Now, you're going to have dress-up clothes for him? You might just as well say, it never happened. He doesn't exist. He wasn't crucified. Certainly saying, he didn't die for my sins. So, satire, that's not satire. That is blasphemy. Religious satire? Well, I don't know.
We do a lot of things, Dave, men in the flesh, whether they be believers or not. We do a lot of things that are not biblical and worse.
I'm trying to think of, there are no examples in the Bible mm-hmm. of satire. The closest you might come to it would be Psalm 2, where it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall have them in derision.
Mm-hmm.
That is, derision of those who, why do the heathen rage? People imagine a vain thing. They think they're going to take over from God. But there are some, I think, appropriate, do I dare call them jokes? No, I'll call them illustrations with a bit of humor in them that do illustrate sometimes the folly of mankind. But this is, that's not what this is, Tom.
No.
This is an atheist mocking.
Mm-hmm.
Mocking God, mocking Christ. The thing that disturbs me the most is not that this man, normal Bob Smith, has done this and says he's done nothing wrong, but that he's sold more than 5,000 of these things. What does that say? There must be a lot of people out there who likewise want to mock Christ, want to mock the crucifixion. Otherwise, what would be their motivation? A magnet on a refrigerator, I guess, should have a slogan or place where you would write down notes. I can't think of, we don't have any magnets on our refrigerator. Mm-hmm. But if you did, I imagine that would be it. But to have something, a magnet that just puts Jesus up there and you put different clothes on him, the Jesus hanging on the cross.
Yeah.
Tom, that's...
It's pure mockery. You hit it, Dave. David, but it reminds me, in seeing the Passion of the Christ and comparing that with the Scriptures, I'm not going to get into a whole big thing about it, but I notice in reading the Scriptures, I don't have them before me, Dave, I wish I did, Jesus was mocked continually.
Mm-hmm.
The Scripture says, with regard to what he suffered, there are less than 10 terms. He was scourged. They took him off to be crucified. That's it. But there are a number of other details with regard to them mocking Jesus. The crown of thorns, that was mockery.
Mm-hmm.
The putting the robe on him,
mm-hmm.
that was mockery.
Mm-hmm.
I remember giving him a reed to hold as a king's scepter.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, throughout, Jesus subjected himself not just to the physical abuse, but
mm-hmm.
also to the mockery.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tom, as we mentioned last week, I think it's a mockery to have any misrepresentation of Jesus Christ. An artist's picture of me carrying in my wallet a picture of some other woman and saying, oh, I look at it to remind me of my wife. I don't think Jesus is pleased, even with the artist portrayals, let alone some actor pretending to be him in a film. Now, we already mentioned that, but I think it bears repeating. I cannot fathom it. And to me, it is a mockery. I mean, you remember the picture of the androgynous anybody, Jesus, the Catholic...
National Catholic Reporter.
Right, their contest, I think about, 1,900 entries. And this
1,900
was,
entries?
This was incredible.
The winner, an effeminate character with dreadlocks, backed up by the yin and yang symbol, along with Indian feathers.
And this was the one they picked.
Right.
As Jesus. Tom, how can you do that? This is not Jesus, but any picture is a misrepresentation. Anyway, it's a tragedy, and this is a mockery that this man is promoting, that 5,000 people have bought them. Tom, it just tells us what kind of a world we live in.
But it also tells us how loving a God that we have, because God died for this normal mob.
Right.
Christ paid the full penalty
right
for him,
Amen.
For you, for me.
Thank you.